Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we are recording. We pay our respects to the elders past and present, and the Aboriginal elders of other communities who may be listening today.
Now, we are going to do a bit of a Q&A if you have any questions. It's always a bit awkward at the start when we do this. No one wants to get up and do it. And then like two people get up and then a million people will get up. So don't stress. Just get up and do it. You can ask any questions you like, either about stuff that we've talked about tonight. Yeah. You can talk about comments about stuff that we've talked about before.
Pay or even
questions for Dennis as well. You're more than welcome to jump up.
Any medical questions?
Medical questions. Phone numbers that you would like. Yeah. Totally fine as well.
Anybody.
If anyone's got any weird rashes they want me to have.
This gorgeous microphone here.
Rash.
Hello, what's your name?
Hello.
Dave. Hello, Dave.
It's actually a question for Dennis.
Speak quite close into the...
It's a question for Dennis, but you guys can answer as well. He was talking about single people basically being, or single men in particular, being excluded from the refugee intake. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to get your opinion on what we could do as a community to...
A physical community.
Thank you, Carl. To actually combat that and what steps we could take.
Thanks for that. Look, first of all, there are some interesting groups developing in Australia, often run by asylum seekers and refugees themselves, working with people. I could probably give you a couple of contacts. I can't do it off the top of my head, but I could certainly find them. I think a lot of it, though, is when we get asked what issues are important to us, and I know that the state... there's a state task force that is about to engage in a major consultation across the community in Victoria. I think it's important that we all say, look, we care about the reality that there are people in countries close to Australia who are in danger of their lives and we need to provide safety and refuge for them. I think it's important that we work with some of the big refugee organisations and the people who are advocating on their behalf, like the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre and Refugee Legal. There is no shortage of organisations and people. They need money, they need support, and they need political pressure.
Agreed.
Any other questions? Stay over here.
How do we reconcile the progress RuPaul has made for our community, but at the same time that she drags back the minorities of our own community? Mm. Oh,
wow. So I think action... People need to be, like, my old...
Yeah.
Why is everyone looking at me all of a sudden? I think people should be held accountable for what they are currently doing and the actions. I think actions prove who you are and what your values are and what you're willing to do for our community. There's so many air quotes in this episode that is lost in audio format. So I think there is space, and we've kind of done it here, to acknowledge the difficulty of being a queer person of colour and breaking into such an industry and making such big waves. But that isn't an excuse or a reason not to hold someone accountable for their current actions. You know, look at Margaret Court. We don't zhuzh aside her horrible awfulness because, you know, she made strides within the Australian sporting community. You know, we hold her accountable for some of the awful fucking shit that she says.
Bit of a mole.
A bit of a mole. I had a Margaret Court joke before, but then I just lost it and she popped back into my head.
It's also, I think, the way that the world works now with social media is like everyone is either, oh my God, yes, I love you, or we're cancelling you.
Yeah.
And the way that the world really works is a little bit more like yin and yang. Like, not everyone is perfect. And Rue was doing an amazing thing when he first started the show and has now fucked up a bit. And it's hopefully, I think, we can pull him back into the real world, or someone else will take over and be the amazing person.
Yeah, I think, but like, so many people discredit all the good work he's done.
Yeah,
like,
there is amazing, like, amazing stuff. We can't,
for everyone. It's just encouraging him to kind of evolve with
the time.
I don't
think people discredit all the amazing things that RuPaul's done. No.
I mean, feel like Carmen Carrera called him Hitler.
Like, I think he's got a Netflix show and like 10 Emmys.
Yeah.
I think he's won more awards and has more money than anybody in this room ever will.
We can 100%
I don't think anyone's discrediting.
But in the context of the question, how do you reconcile the two things? You can't just think that he's shit. He's not just shit. Yeah. He's also done some amazing
stuff.
People
can currently be shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Be shit, but have done good things before. Yeah. It's like sex. You know, it's great sometimes. You can be good at it on a Wednesday and terrible on a Friday. It's not like this. We look at the world in such fucking black and white terms all the time. You're either good, bad, hot or ugly. You know, it's not that black and white, unfortunately. Mm. And it makes it difficult. But whatever platform that you have and whatever community that you have around it, it's your responsibility to sort of know what you're talking about and what people's true values are before you chuck some dollars their way.
Anyone else?
Anybody?
Hello. How are you, darling? What's your name?
Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie. Everyone say hello, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
I also have a question for Dennis. You said you're embarrassed about reading your old work, so I want to know what from your resume you're most proud of, I guess. And why?
Oh, I love that. I guess maybe surviving. Seriously. I think I've been lucky may not be the word, but there has been this remarkable reality that I was around, and I explained how I fell into, literally, gay liberation early on and had an entree and wrote a book that luckily then got picked up, which is how I did that TV program. I also, ironically, was back living in New York at the beginning of the AIDS crisis. And also, one of the books I wrote was one of the very first books anyone wrote about AIDS. Mm-hmm. And I then went on and had a whole sort of semi-activist career in the AIDS world, the international AIDS world, which has given me a whole lot of insight into countries and situations enormously different to the one we're sitting in tonight. I'm not sure that there's anything that I feel most proud of. I mean, as a writer, one always says that the last book you wrote is the best. Mm-hmm. It's not true, of course, but it's the one that's on sale, so you should all go out and buy it. And I suppose that because Unrequited Love is an attempt to actually synthesise a lot of what I have done, I guess I'd say, well, that maybe that's where you'll find the answer to your question. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Bonnie, for the question.
Anyone else? I think it's the first time we've done a live show and no one's asked about the Sydney Gays, which I'm quite thrilled about. Feel free to queue up. If you got one, go stand over there.
Oh, hi, doll. How are you?
Hi. So my question's for you.
Oh.
Dennis mentioned that this event would never have happened in like the likes of Jakarta. You've been to Indonesia and like countries where maybe being gay isn't too easy. How did you find it?
Honestly, like, before leaving Australia, like, it was very daunting going to a country where I had no protections whatsoever just for being the person that I am. Josh and I had many, many conversations about intimacy and about having public displays of affection, because we are very affectionate with each other here. Like, we're very, very lucky that we're able to do that. And I said to him, I was just like, I just want us to be as safe as possible. So when we were going into these Southeast Asian countries where, like, gay people weren't respected,
like you could be imprisoned and you could be stoned, like we aren't being intimate whatsoever unless we're in our own private space. Mm. And that was really, really hard.
They'll make out anywhere.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Anywhere.
It's quite disgusting, really.
Yeah. It's gross.
Sometimes I want to stone them. You know.
It really gave me a really big respect for people who do live in those countries.
And they'll catfish you. That's the thing people don't realise is that you go to these Asian countries and the police force will actively try
they
to entrap you into a situation where they can arrest or fine or whip you, you know.
But how cute are they?
I think sometimes we have this perception of like, oh, I'm going to somewhere where it's like illegal, so I just won't come on someone's face on the street.
Boring.
On the street.
But the truth is that they will actively make efforts to...
which we forget is not that long ago that was happening in this country.
No.
Sydney and Adelaide and Melbourne as well. In a very similar way, only a few decades ago, too.
Yeah.
So it's a scary thing. It's a scary thing. But
anyone else? Hello, darling. How are you?
Hi, Ron.
Hi. What's your name?
Thomas.
Hello. Oh, good name, Thomas. Thomas.
We are looking for a replacement.
We could be twins.
Yeah, we could be.
Same here, thank you.
I'm asking this on behalf of my boyfriend. Okay. He's sitting over there. Hello.
Hi, boyfriend.
Yes, I'm interested.
You're free to join. He's a bit too scared to ask, but I'm from Adelaide, so I'm not from here, but he's from Melbourne, and he
did
just
you come to
our
Adelaide live show?
No, I didn't.
Get out.
He just wants to know how he can contribute to the Melbourne gay community.
That's is it like just going out and having fun or like?
Yeah, so he mentioned the minus 18 thing, but saying that like, when you're 30, like you have to be younger than 30 to contribute to it.
I think you have to be younger than... Are you from minus 18?
No, I'm not. But I can tell you that for Harvard Health provides a starting a volunteer organisation group so that people can actually put themselves up to volunteer in all sorts of ways and whatever might be the case.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You can also look at a Facebook group called Rainbow Volunteering. They also do similar. It's the thing of that.
Yeah, do you want to get up here?
Yeah, come on. Woo!
And you get to be on our after show this
week.
What's
your name, darling?
Yeah,
Mark, here's Mark.
Start again, from the top.
Sorry.
Make yourself comfortable.
It's like any person who is coming out or whatever may be the case, it's finding your way in a community that you don't yet know, be it physical or in other senses. And the case of it is a lot of us, of the stuff that we learn is by telling each other things.
Yeah.
By passing that on from generation to generation to generation and everywhere else around.
No.
But, no, with total respect. No, not at all. But I think like Thorn Harbour Health are doing things to bring communities together. They do this in country Victoria. They do this in South Australia. They've stepped in where the Catholic Church said, we're probably not the best people to do this. We would like you to come in and do this. We will support you to do that, which is amazing in that sense, because we've come a long way from the Catholic Church being as awful as they are. Some of them are. Oh, a lot of them are anyway. But the case of it is just step out and we ask each other and we have conversations to try and get that information out to each other. Rainbow Volunteering is one on Facebook you can find. Thorn Harbour Health are doing something in that space as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
I really like this format.
I love
audience
this.
Members asking questions.
I know.
Audience members answering them as well.
Do you guys just want to talk to one another?
Just
ask questions.
Just chat amongst yourselves. It's all good.
But what a wonderful answer. And so true, Thorn Harbour Health, which is formerly the Victorian AIDS Council, do so much amazing stuff. You mentioned minus 18 are also incredible. I'm not familiar with the over 30s rule about helping out. Maybe that's a thing, but you can still give them money and they do wonderful work. Mm. They had 1,000 young kids march at...
Wow.
I'm actually getting goosebumps thinking about the fact... I remember my first Pride march when I snuck out of the house and told my mum that I was going to go to the football.
Did she laugh in your face?
And to think 1,000 young kids marched with minus 18 at Pride March last weekend, that is fucking amazing.
It's really good.
And how exciting. And the only other thing I'd say about making connections in the physical gay space is just look out for that person that's sitting in the corner by themselves or looking awkward, and you might think, who's that weirdo leering at me? They're probably someone that maybe doesn't have any...
It's
ask Luke. Yeah,
it's Luke.
It's probably someone that's having their, which as many of us have had, their first experience at a gay bar, and didn't have any friends to go with, or aren't online, or too scared to go online to find someone to go with. They might be sitting there going, "Fuck, how the fuck do I start a conversation with someone?" So. That's the only other thing I would add to that.
Or you could download AirTasker. Just get AirTasker.
Any other questions?
The physical
Any
space.
Other questions? Any other questions? No? We're done? Good. Cool. Cool.
Good. Thank good.
You. Oh, one more. One more.
One more. Unless there's more.
All right. What time is it?
This may be the most important question of the
Probably,
night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luke, where are your pants from?
Thank you. Oh. Thank you.
Those old things.
Model those pants. Yes.
I came in and was like, we're sitting behind a table? Yeah. What the fuck?
We spent our entire sound check complaining about the tablecloths. Yeah. Yeah.
My very close friend Bathsheba donated these to me for tonight. So it's always handy to have a drag queen friend because they will help you out of the tightest of situations.
Gorgeous.
Very nice.
You were at Honcho Disco last night.
I've seen you at the 86. I love
your outfit. I know this guy.
Hey, hey, hey. Yes.
I love the outfit.
We'll go way back.
What's your name? Sorry,
how are you, Benson?
My name's Benson.
Benson. I fucking loved your outfit last night, but I was...
I'm trying. You know, like I get up in the morning and like, I'm going to like shit one. Today. I'm like, yeah, let's try. Yeah. Okay, so this is the statement and a question.
Okay.
Like, okay. When they were talking about you getting your dick pierced, I was just like, a little bit stoned, just doing the dishes, just getting stuff done. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like my sink speaker. And I was just like, yeah, I'm fine. I've got this. I'm a social worker. This isn't my first time at the radio. And I literally just had to pull up a chair and just be like, and I didn't even know if sitting with your head between your knees, like trying to catch a breath, even worked. I'd never done that before. But I was just like, this is all I know. Otherwise, I'm on the ground. So I was just
oh, my God.
Like, taking a moment. And the speaker was right there. So, yeah, impressive.
Yeah.
Did anybody else feel that way?
It was
like, seriously, was everyone else like,
for anyone that
older episode.
For anyone that hasn't heard the episode, Mikey, do you want to describe?
Yeah.
Let's relive it.
I got a seat.
Mikey, get it out.
No, I actually don't have it in tonight. So getting your Prince Albert pierced is a total experience. They ask you if you have sounded before because they have to put a feeding tube down your urethra.
Sounding is putting things in your dick.
Which is very uncomfortable. And so they put that down and they shove a needle in the underside of your penis, pretty much. And
the way that Marky reminded me, the way you described it was sort of like a fishing hook going through and then coming back out.
Shut it down.
Like between my knees at that point. I didn't even remember that part. Yeah.
Was that the episode where we all showed each other our dick pics, except for
I think that was no, it wasn't. One. No. I just whipped my dick out and we all saw it. So.
No, he just stood on the table and
Dennis, we've all shown our dick pics. Do you want to pull yours out?
Wow. Yeah.
I was instructed before we went on air, I was instructed by these guys to go on Grindr, right?
Yes.
And we had a deal, and the deal was that if somebody showed up on Grindr who was hotter than these guys, I wouldn't be here at 8:30.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave you in suspense to know whether or not that was a possibility.
All right, so back to me, because there was a statement there was also a question. Question.
What was the question?
Before I got here, I was talking with friends, and I was like, I come up to the equation that everybody has masturbated at someone that they work with.
Yes.
You know, and the people who don't, like, they're just like, no, never would. And then I'm just like, you have definitely done that. The fact that you're saying no is confirming that completely.
Yeah.
So, surely... all of you have maybe, potentially, I don't know, you tell me, have you ever just been like, oh no, oh shit, I had a wet dream about so-and-so. Or, I'm going to go home and make a special moment for myself.
Can I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Mikey and I have shared a bed, and I've seen his dick, but it was never actually sexual, was it?
No.
Never, it was just very, like, besties.
Unfortunately, no.
For the first couple of months that I knew Luke, I was trying to fuck him, but then realised I definitely don't want to. And I've just never thought of Kyle as a sexual person, to be honest.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, fuck you.
I don't think anyone on this show is like quite awful enough for me to be attracted to.
Yeah.
Like, the nicest thing you've ever said.
I need a special brand of psychopath to really get my motor going. So I've had one yap in the audience. So no, I've never had sexual thoughts about anyone physically on the show.
No.
Maybe in some sort of like weird spiritual sense. But that's a different show.
It's a different thing.
Okay. One time, early on in the show, I may have had like a little sex dream about Luke. And then I woke up and I did like 10 Hail Marys.
I want details. Tell me.
I hated myself.
What happened? No, tell
Look,
us.
I'm not proud.
Tell us the
I'm not
dream.
Proud. Don't touch me.
No, I want to hear
this. This is like finding out that your parents have sex. You know?
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, I kissed the rosary beads. It was like a whole thing.
Oh my goodness.
Was
it good?
No.
Oh, I love it.
I don't... Like,
Dennis, who on the panel have you had a sex dream about?
Well, I've only met you guys tonight, so I haven't had time. I think you might have to ask me in 2 days' time, and I'll do my best.
Right, we'll
I'm an equal opportunity masturbator.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
All right, we've got one more question. Then we're gonna get fucked up.
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna take this to a very different place.
Okay,
let's go there. Let's go there.
Bisexual men and women are some of the I don't want to say the most, but in generally speaking terms, some of the most erased and invisible members of the LGBT
Absolutely.
Community. And also face a lot of discrimination from within the community itself, physical or otherwise. I wondered what your thoughts were on how other members of the community outside of the B could take more action and be more supportive of them.
Yeah, it's just I think it's the same rule of thumb as when we were discussing RuPaul or when we were talking to Dennis about people in different cultures and different parts of the world, is to be aware of your privilege within the rainbow and to hold, like I sound like such a nasty person, but to hold people accountable for when they're wrong or when they're discriminating against someone and to not bite your tongues anymore.
That's
it. Even if it is...
Call out your friends. If they say things...
If your friends buy or raise someone, it's so...
Call them out.
So normal for the girls to be having a kiki and someone will make a joke about bi people and how they don't really exist or whatever, and we have to kind of hold our friends accountable for that and say, that's actually a form of discrimination.
This whole thing where someone will say, oh, so-and-so is bisexual, and they're like, oh, that's a phase.
Oh, it's just a phase.
The whole,
like,
bi now, gay later.
It's such a...
Like, no,
it's not helpful. And yes, some people are at one point in their life heterosexual, and then some people, and then they go from that to bisexual, and then they go from that to gay. But it doesn't invalidate any relationships they had while they were bisexual.
You can't make assumptions
those
on
relationships
people
they had and those feelings they had were bisexual relationships, and they might go to gay for a while, and then they might go back, or they might stay the same, or they might stay bisexual, they might go back to there's no rules about how this works, and just because someone, like some of us might have gone through down a similar path, does not mean that is what happens to everybody.
So jelly,
I think
baby.
We do have a previous episode on bi erasure and infighting. I think we go more in depth with
We do have one episode where we talk about bi erasure, because I do think it's something that is culturally acceptable within our community, and we're just not being held accountable for it. The same way if we were to erase any other member of our community or... speak as poorly of them as we do the B, you know, we would be cancelling people left, right and centre. So just get your cancel sticks out. Start cancelling your mates. I think call it out when you see it and support your LGBT brothers and sisters.
With your friends and everything, that's the best place it's going to come from, because if you call out your friends, they respect you.
Yeah.
And
so, and if they don't, shut them down.
Cool.
Great.
Round of applause.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we are going to move on to our Q&A section. Oh, yeah. So if you have any questions, please pop your hand up or anything to contribute to... Oh, got one right there. Perfect. I am going to be coming around. But just before that, we are going to be getting Charlie Treadway up just for a little bit of a PSA. Please.
If you have got a question, stick your hands up.
I'll be around.
Mikey's going to come around with the mic. Now, Charlie...
Oh, go on, then.
Gorgeous, Charlie.
So, I hate to be...
Are you a natural green?
Not particularly. I hate to be even more sort of upsetting or moving than that, but just a quick random... Or two PSAs, really. One, there has been reports of a green-haired miscreant that's running around trying to score sperm over the course of Mardi Gras weekend. Look out. The second one is that... So there has been reports by New South Wales Health that cocaine and also crystal meth has been laced with fentanyl or a specific subset of fentanyl. What that is basically a super strong opioid substitute. And so it's important to note that, there are things like extreme nausea. There are things about to recognize that actually both of those drugs that it has been mixed with are uppers. And I think a fair few of you in this room know what uppers do to you. This is the opposite of that. Anyway, so look for extreme nausea. Look for these sort of symptoms. There are really great resources out there. So there's NUA, which is the sort of New South Wales HIV Users Association. What they have done is they've made sure that there are free kits out there for I think it's naloxone, which is the antidote to a fentanyl overdose. And they're free at certain pharmacies. They are open tomorrow. If you call them up, I have the number here. I can give it to you, but you can see me afterwards. You call them up, just get that. If you are planning on having any recovery parties, you know, there's no shame in it. I'm going to be going Tuesday. It's all delicious, unless you die. That's not delicious for anybody.
Well,
that is a yum that I will yuck. Anyway, so what we do? You come see me. I'll give you the number. You go and get this kit so that you have an antidote there. I'm not allowed to mention this. We're not going to publicize this, but there is actually testing kits. So you can put a little microscopic amount and see whether or not that's the shady bullshit. So don't do that. Don't do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Round of applause, Charlie. The other thing to keep in mind... So there's fentanyl. If you're not a regular drug taker, and a lot of us do,
Mikey? Wait, is this on? Oh, it's on. Okay.
Sorry, right. Just one more thing. Yep. If you're not a lot of people do have their first drugs, or only take drugs occasionally. And Mardi Gras is quite often one of the times that we do that. If you start feeling really unwell, please do let someone know. All of the bars that are likely to have gay parties this weekend have also been set up with the test. Go to the bar and ask them for that. Was it the Noxolin?
I also forgot to say that, like, the thing is that this community, all of us have had a long history of caring for each other, and we are our chosen family. So that when we're actually going out and clubbing, and when we're actually trying new substances, and it's just being mindful of your friends and looking for anything that is obscure that we haven't seen because one of our friend group has tried more than what we have. And just being really cognizant of that. It's not like running around to go suck a cock in the alleyway and leaving your friend to die. That's another conversation. Just be cognizant.
Woo. Thank you, Charlie. Alrighty. Does anybody have a question? Anyone at all? Oh, we've got one down here. I'll come down to you in a minute, girl. I know you. Alright, sorry. All right. What is your name?
You, girl.
What?
Tom has to what is your name and what is your question?
My name is Kerry, and how would you compare Mardi Gras in Sydney to Midsummer in Melbourne? And
oh, Midsummer.
Controversial.
As someone that's how performed at both, it's like the exact opposite, and that's why I think it works well. Melbourne and Sydney are so fucking close, like it's so easy.
Melbourne didn't have any baboons.
No.
Sorry, that wasn't
you didn't see Queer Deluxe last night. No. I mean, Midsummer bills itself as an arts festival and does not try to be a party festival, whereas but does have some parties, whereas Mardi Gras builds itself as a party festival that also has some amazing arts attached to it. So I kind of think we complement each other.
Yeah.
Is that diplomatic?
As a beauty pageant.
Also, I'm really glad they're not at the same time, so you can go to both.
Yeah. Having said that,
we're here for the weekend.
There are also some other fucking amazing festivals that we should all get invested in as well.
But we won't mention
Gay Times, Tropical Fruits. There's wonderful stuff around as well. That might, if you don't align to either Midsummer or Mardi Gras, there's other stuff.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Taco Girl. Why not both?
We've
I love kind her. ¿Por qué no los dos?
You know,
Luke, can I ask you an embarrassing question? You know how I said I'd only ever
said
ask
no
you
to this.
You know how I only said I'd ask you a favor about a year ago? I said I'd only ever ask you a favor if I was desperate. Could you cover the next question while I go pee backstage?
Run.
We got another question, but I think do both.
Yeah.
You know, the gay community is testing us. We have Midsummer, and then we've got Gay Times, and then we've got Mardi Gras, and then the Comedy Festival. So it's the Hunger Games. Whoever of you makes it out alive, you know, good on you. I'm certainly not. Mikey?
All right, so on to our next one. Miss,
hard to see.
Miss Mary Mack over here. How are you, doll? this is Mary from the podcast Oh Dear. If anybody knows Oh Dear.
Podcast family.
Friend of the podcast. Hi, and we've got Morgan here as well. Hi, sorry.
Oh, Morgan's there as well. Hi, Morgan.
what's your question, Mary? What's up?
I was just wondering, thanks for the microphone.
I'm sorry. Who shows this, Mary?
I'm going to keep it. It's going to be a long show.
It has been.
No, I was just... what did he say? Woo! No, my question is, what do you guys think of Jay Fisher's OnlyFans account?
Who came back.
Goodness.
Sorry, what?
Right,
what do we think of Jay
of
Fisher's OnlyFans account, Thomas?
No, let's not be cunts.
I think he's playing to the wrong demographic.
Sorry?
I feel like he's playing to the wrong demographic.
No. We got some tea. Who here is subscribed to the OnlyFans and has watched the content? Sally's got some tea.
Now, guys.
What are we on a
Mary's seen all of the content there. I think you're rolling the dice when you sign up for an OnlyFans. You don't know what you're going to get. I wish him all the best. I love when people follow their
endeavors.
Mary, why are you getting us in trouble?
Jay Fisher tried something that didn't go very well a little while ago. I genuinely feel that the backlash against him and... his other untalented friend was not very... No, that's all.
I'm vacating.
No, it was actually... It was actually kind of gross.
Yeah.
But fuck yeah. Like, why wouldn't you? He's hot.
I mean,
do you know the first time him and I met? Was because we were very careful about what we said about...
Oh, absolutely.
Their podcast.
We were trying to encourage...
And there's so many fucking amazing queer podcasts. And so when it was announced that there was a Sydney-based gay podcast. Yeah. Like, we were messaging them and going, hey, good luck, and blah, blah, blah. And then it came out, and we were like, okay, well, we might get better. And but then the reaction was quite disgusting. But then people were tagging us in stuff, even though we'd never said anything nasty about them. So Jay then thought that we had said something nasty and all this shit. a lot of people have been sort of saying nasty stuff about the OnlyFans. I'm like, fuck it. It's like it's sex work, and sex work is fine, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with the OnlyFans thing.
Make that coin.
I have a problem with not having a personality, but I don't. I don't have a problem with someone doing a digital version of sex work. That's
my you know what? The podcast is going to be iconic in like 3 years. I had a friend message me the other day being like, you're in the podcast world. Can you hook me up with a link to the Sydney Gaze? Because I miss it. I miss those glory days. And they just wanted to relive it. And they found it on Spotify.
Do you know, I got sent a version of the episode that never got aired.
I know you did.
Yeah. And tune into our Patreon. I've still got it.
Tune in,
I'm
boys.
Kidding.
Please do love tune into our page. I had to fly fucking Jetstar up here today. I'd really love it.
Ditto, doll.
Is there any more questions?
Any more questions, anybody? We've got this lovely gentleman here. What is your name and what is your question, sir?
Nice. Look at this beard on this gentleman.
So good.
Beautiful beard.
I'm Simon. And with you guys becoming quite a strong voice for so many issues within the gay community, if the current proposed religious discrimination legislation does go forward, what would be like your advice to our community as an initial response?
I mean, I think we shouldn't be waiting until it goes forward.
Yeah.
I think we should be acting on it right now, because it's too late to be acting on it when it goes forward. Yeah. We need to be very alert about this.
Absolutely.
We need to be as activated or more activated than we were with the marriage equality campaign.
Without a doubt.
It's actually fucking scary. And I don't think a lot of people in our community and outside of our community actually know what it's about.
No.
I think that... Who did that article... very recently about what it could do to the Christian community. Who was that? Someone smiled.
Oh, that was... Yeah.
Someone
it was Jesus.
No. It was someone surprising, wasn't it? Was it the Sydney Morning Herald?
Yeah, it was.
And they said, hang on a second. If you actually pass these laws, here's what that law could do to Christians.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the Christian community is not that so gung-ho on it. But
Scott
Morrison
really
promised that he would get it done by Christmas. Happened. He didn't get it done by Christmas. No. And it... So, no, we actually do need to... We need to remember that it's not just about, we don't like gay marriage. It's a doctor that doesn't want to prescribe PEP or PrEP or Truvada.
Any contraceptive medication for women.
Medication that... T-blockers and that sort of stuff.
Services, like anything like
It, for people that live in inner city areas, it sort of doesn't, like, sometimes you're like, well, I just go to another doctor. But if you're a person living in a small town that has, you know, one pharmacist or one doctor, that's a really scary prospect. And so we need to be really quite alert. And we need to be worrying about it now, not when it happens.
We did an episode about it. And honestly, if this bill passes, I will be breaking that bill on this show every week as loudly as I can. Until they take the microphone off of me.
Yeah. There is a...
I've just been told we've got time for two more questions.
Two more questions.
Two more. Make them good. Make them work. You know what they say here in Sydney?
Hit.
Ding.
I'll get to you in a second, sir. I'm just going to jump over here. Sorry, boys.
You're like Adriana Exenides. So gorgeous.
Hello, lovely
Who's
lady?
Loving Mikey's Kilt? Isn't it gorgeous?
So good.
Stunning.
What is your name and what is your question, lovely?
Hi, I'm Rosie. And
hi, Rosie.
Hi. So you were talking before about the ads by ANZ and the AFP. So I haven't seen the ANZ one, but the AFP, you talked earlier about there needing to be kind of like a call to action. So when I saw the ad, I thought it was really clear in the sense that they were saying, here's what people are saying, but we stand with you. So I thought there was a clear message and it was really standing with the community. So I don't know, I didn't quite get that from what you were saying before. Did you not feel that?
I felt like I understood what the call to action was, but the messaging, when you're doing a call for action, you need to show what that action is and you need to illustrate it. I felt like they were illustrating. It's kind of like when you're teaching someone, you don't teach someone what you want by showing them what not to do. You know, if I'm building a bridge, I don't show you how to not make a bridge.
So sorry, I got what you were saying around that, but I think what they were trying to do was sort of say, point out the reality to people who might not know that this is what's been said about Mardi Gras, about your community and our community, because, you know, most of us think we're all one community. So I guess for me, yeah, I was just interested to get that point of view, because when I saw it, as someone that's not in your community but who stands with your community, that I thought it was a really strong message saying, we are with you, you know, like, all these messages can be, people can have their thoughts, and, you know, it's a free country, it's diverse, and we may not agree with each other, but they stand with you, so, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't feel like the advertising campaign was directed towards people that would have been a surprise to, like we said in the show, like...
Yeah.
I think it was something that was handled very sloppily,
okay,
and not with the right duty of care. And we've talked about duty of care on this show before, when you're using strong language,
yeah,
and things that are traumatic. And
do you have a general diversion to police marching in pride events?
No, I'm not one of... No, I don't
just feel... Just out of interest, I'm not having...
No, I don't feel... So, that's not why I brought up the police force.
Yeah.
I just thought this trickle-on effect of normalizing hurtful language... When someone, it's sometimes we have to remember, like, what it's like when you hear someone tell a bad joke and you're like, oh, well, now I can tell a bad joke. And that can happen with hate speech as well. And that's why I felt like the messaging in this ad had to actually, as shocking as it was and informative it was for you when you watched it, the trickle-on effect is that more media then includes those words, which is more people hearing them, when we actually need to just fucking block these words, you know, ironically enough, through their own app, which I used to block when Tom, you know, plugs trivia. And
pluggers. If anyone is in Melbourne on Monday night, it is Granny Bingo at the 86.
Come down to the 86.
It will be the most fucked up Granny Bingo of the year, because we will be cooked.
Everyone will be coming down there.
But I do appreciate you asking. And honestly, I think that ad wasn't directed towards anyone who hadn't heard those hate words before. It was directed towards people who had.
Maybe, all right, yeah. Two quick, we're going to do two quick questions, two quick answers.
All right.
Yep.
That's it.
All right, two quick ones. We're going to go one here, trouble. One over there.
Bingo. Quick question, quick answer.
No, it's all right, nothing in it, it's fine. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
Good, very good. What's your name and what is your question? Oh. Oh, Leesk.
Leesk has got
love
the
it.
Mic.
What is your question for this evening?
Sport, actually.
Oh, no. Oh. Shut it down. I know, who would have believed, actually? But usually in our community, people... we don't really fit in within the sport community, and it is like clubs like ourselves that have openly opened our doors and allowed people of the LGBT community to come in and be themselves and evolve themselves within the sporting community, that I guess prior within the heteronormative world doesn't accept us, especially with AFL, because even with AFLW, being lesbian is still something which is so taboo, which is just beyond just any form of anything. So for you guys, I mean, you guys have such a powerful kind of platform to not only kind of push social and political agendas, but also give a voice for sports that don't have that.
Yeah. Mm. I try to talk about sports on the podcast all the time.
Yeah, but you
they,
don't know what you're talking about. You don't play
it's
sports.
It's just that he makes up the sports he wants to talk about. Sports is a really interesting thing. So, I mean, one thing that we've always talked about is, like, we are four people and we definitely do not represent
that part.
The queer community. Yeah. We don't even represent the entire gay community. We're, like, you cannot represent
everything.
Anything in four people. And one of the things that I do feel that we miss out on is the sporting community, which... I never used to think when I first came out was a big part of the gay community, but I've been hosting trivia at DT's in Melbourne for 6 years now, and that is a bar for a couple of the gay rugby teams and a couple of the water polo teams as well. And I've realised it's actually a fucking huge part, and also in lesbian circles as well, a huge part of the community. We probably do need to try and do some more stuff about sports.
Yo, my
I just won't do the interviews because I'll be like, and you kicked the point through the stick.
How does this game work?
Well, you are. Well,
yeah. It's like houses, you know. It's like the house of extravaganza. You've got
right.
The,
it's exactly so like that.
You know. I just and I always just say to people when straight people ask me about sports, I'm like, I barrack for St Kilda, and then they just don't ask any more questions.
Oh boy.
I love it.
And they walk away. It's fun.
Yeah. My friend did a gig for the AFLW like a couple weeks ago, and they, I don't know why it was, but they hired a drag queen and a gay beauty pageant winner
amazing.
To be the entertainer. They were in the middle of the oval, like hundreds of meters away
why
from the ground.
Why shouldn't it be that? That's incredible.
Like, lip syncing.
Yeah. Were they like just in the grass, or was it like on a platform that they had?
Just on the grass, oh, and they had a vacuum cleaner as a prop, and they were pretending to vacuum the bitch.
I love
and
it.
And they couldn't hear the track. And then they told me the best detail, which is when you know like it's not the right environment for a drag queen, is like, he said, I could hear my lips mouthing the words. You know when you're lip syncing, you're like, you know, like, oh, I'm a like a very far away, very far away from a speaker. Anyway, sports. I bring it up as much as I can. Yeah. I think they like our houses. And we find, like we've talked about, families that we find. And for some people, we find them through sports. Some people, we find them through the podcast, or we find them online, or we find them in clubs and bars or in houses. So I think it's just another avenue for like-minded queer people to connect with one another.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I think it has a place, absolutely.
All right.
One more. I'm sure that you all have drug dealers to go and meet, or saunas to be at, or no fentanyl.
None of the fentanyl, but we do have one last question.
Meanwhile, just before we do this last question, if you are looking for a bit of fun, we'll be having a drink out in the forecourt out there.
We're not offering
looking
drugs,
for somewhere to go. We haven't decided, so please let us know where to go. But let's have that last question. Ruby Bar, where's that? Brittany Bar. Oh, where's Brittany Bar happening?
Brittany Bar? I want to go to Brittany what? Bar. Jesus.
What is Brittany Bar?
What is Brittany Bar?
Why do people keep screaming Brittany Bar?
Is it like
Bar
when they do like is it only Club Britney Madonna songs? Or whatever it is at Circa? Questions. Yeah, but Brittany?
I know the concept. We did Kylie Bar in Melbourne
five years
ago.
That's
so.
What it bloody is.
I'm familiar with the idea. No, all right, well, we'll talk after.
All right.
Sorry, what's the last question?
That poor man is standing.
We do have one final question. What is your name, sir?
My name is Riley. I'm from the Gold Coast. Now, I'm sorry if my train of thought breaks faster than Thomas Jasper's collarbone, but
oh.
I have a final question.
I like him.
She wants to break.
I like him.
But I was just wondering, us as viewers, how can we contribute and ensure that the positive messages that are shared are distributed more widely to sort of communities that aren't exactly exposed to podcasts like this?
Go do a rural show.
Absolutely. The thing I think a lot of people take for granted, and it's not until you have wonderful guests like Sultan on today, is that you realize that... Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not until you hear the story of someone who is literally locked up and kept away from their partner that you realize that you have a platform every time you walk out the fucking door.
Straight up.
And... that is how you spread positive queer messaging to other members of the community that may not be where you're at, is by being visible and knowing your privilege and using it. I think a lot of us take for granted what we've got, or we don't realize it, and that's a fucking shame.
Yeah.
Because some of us are getting locked up for it, or that's killed, or lashed. 100 fucking lashes for it.
Yeah, yeah.
2,000 lashes. And so I think the positive messages that we do is knowing our privilege and utilizing it as best we can, and knowing that we're all on different levels. Some of us just have Facebook, some of us have this, some of us have this. So that's all you can do.
Eat that watermelon, girl. Get it.
Watermelon drop.
And the only, and I'm not going to do as good a job as Luke just did, but the only other thing I'd add to it is just look out for the kids. Oh, not even just the kids. The people that look like they're a deer in the headlights at a queer venue, because quite often people, and often they are younger people, but sometimes they might be older, have snuck off away from their
you know, their mates' bucks night that they've come down from the country for, or their family dinner or whatever. You know, they've found a reason to this place that they've been Googling for 2 years. They've finally found an excuse to go and sneak into that venue, and they're going to be nervous as all hell. And I learned this from Bruce that ran DT's, who's the most amazing person that's ever existed, would always say, look out for the kids that, you know, you might think they're a bit creepy. They're actually just feeling really scared and nervous. Look out for them in the physical space as well. Absolutely. I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
it.
Thank you, Mikey.
Welcome back, Mikey.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Thank you. Oh, that's so cute. Thank you, guys. Well, thank you, everybody, so much for coming tonight. And thank you so much for your ongoing support. It really does mean a lot to all of us.
Thank you to our patrons. If you want to support our live shows, you can sign up at patreon.com/gaysrevoltingpod.
Yes. patreon.com/gaysrevoltingpod. Yes.
And if you go to the parade tomorrow, have a fucking amazing Mardi Gras, everyone.
Be safe. Yay!
Be safe.
Look out for friends.
Have a good fucking time. And thank you so much.
Hopefully, we'll still be doing this next year, so we'll see you all next year, yeah?
They're playing Charlie!
Let's get fucked up. Bye!
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 Bye.
They're playing Charlie XCX. Ah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.